was laid to rest on a Monday. After the funeral, all the residents of Wisteria Lane came to pay their respects. And, as people do in these situations, they brought food. Lynette Scavo brought fried chicken. Lynette had a great family recipe for fried chicken. Of course, she didn't cook much while she was moving up the corporate ladders. She didn't have the time. But when her doctor announced Lynette was pregnant, her husband Tom had an idea. Why not quit your job? Kids do better with stay-at-home moms. It would be so much less stressful. But this was not the case. In fact, Lynette's life had become so hectic, she was now forced to get her fried chicken from a fast food restaurant. Lynette would have appreciated the irony if she stopped to think about it, but she couldn't. She didn't have the time.
Stop it.
No!
You are going to behave today. I am not going to be humiliated in front of the entire neighborhood. And, just so you know how serious I am...
What's that?
Santa's cell phone number.
How'd you get that?
I know someone who knows someone who knows an elf. And if any of you acts up, so help me, I will call Santa and I will tell him you want socks for Christmas. You willing to risk that? Okay. Let's get this over with.
Gabrielle Solis, who lives down the block, brought a spicy paella. Since her modeling days in New York, Gabrielle had developed a taste for rich food and rich men. Carlos, who worked in mergers and acquisitions, proposed on their third date. Gabrielle was touched when tears welled up in his eyes. But she soon discovered this happened every time Carlos closed the big deal. Gabrielle liked her paella piping hot. However, her relationship with her husband was considerably cooler.
If you talk to Al Mason at this thing, I want you to casually mention how much I paid for your necklace.
Why don't I just pin the receipt to my chest?
He let me know how much you paid for his wife's new convertible. Look, just work it into
There's
the conversation.
There's no way I can just work that in, Carlos.
Why not? At the Donahue party, everyone was talking mutual funds, and you found a way to mention you slept with half the Yankee outfield.
I'm telling you, it came up in the context of the conversation.
Hey, people are starting to stare. Can you keep your voice down, please?
Absolutely. I wouldn't want them to think we're not happy.